Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, share your story. Can you think of something that has happened in your life that left you so overjoyed that you could not wait to tell everyone? Can you think of a time when you received a gift that you enjoyed so much that you could not contain your excitement? Do you have the same enthusiastic response for sharing the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ? Is it time for you to share your story? Some things in life must be personally experienced in order to truly understand them. Take, for instance, childbirth. Unless you have given birth to a child, you cannot fully describe what it is like. Unless you were present at the World Trade Center on 9/11, you can't really appreciate what it was like to be rescued from one of the buildings that day. If you weren't on Flight 1549 when it made an emergency landing on the Hudson River, you can only speculate what it was like to be saved by Captain Sullenberger's heroic effort. In the same way, we need to experience the saving touch of Jesus in our own life in order to convey to others the true joy of being saved. When we repent from our sins, we encounter firsthand the mercy of Jesus Christ. There is much speculation about why Jesus ordered some of those he healed not to tell anyone. Many articles have addressed this topic. I want to address the other side of the coin. Why did those who were healed run out and tell everyone? I believe they were so astounded and overjoyed by what happened to them that they could not contain themselves. Their good news had to be shared. What amazing things has Jesus done in your life? Have you ever shared your experience with anyone? We often read or hear the phrase, the good news. Can I ask you a question? What exactly is the good news of Jesus Christ? If we as Christians are called to spread the good news of Jesus, it seems important to understand what that good news is. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 11, when he says, Christ died for our sins. He was buried, and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. You see, just like the lepers, the blind, and the deaf, Paul was healed by Jesus when he was struck down on the road to Damascus. By telling his story, Paul went on to become the greatest evangelist of all times. Look what he had to say. For I am least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me has not been ineffective. Paul was not shy about admitting his sinfulness. Here is what he says in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am foremost. Like all of us, Paul had his weaknesses. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 5 to 10, that he struggled with a thorn in the flesh. He goes on to tell us that he does not make his thorn known to bring attention to it, but rather to bring attention to the power of Jesus Christ who saved him. Paul felt compelled to spread the good news. He had experienced firsthand the saving power of Jesus Christ, and he could not contain his joy. It had to be shared. Firsthand knowledge of any event is the most believable, and it makes the most compelling story. You can spend lots of time reciting scripture verses to someone, but those verses will not impact them nearly as much as telling them about your own personal story of being saved by Jesus. By way of a personal example that you may already know from my writings, talks, and retreats, I was sexually molested by my pastor when I was a young boy. That left me broken in ways no one knew about but me. I kept it hidden for 42 years. In 2011, God spoke to my heart and told me to share my story. Immediately, I founded this ministry, and I've been sharing my story ever since for the purpose of bringing glory to God, who brought me out of my hidden darkness and saved me through his Son, Jesus Christ. What is your good news? How has Jesus touched your life? What has Jesus saved you from? Have you ever told anyone the joy you have experienced knowing that Jesus has forgiven your sins? What is holding you back from sharing this good news with others? Don't be afraid to admit you are a sinner. We all are. There are still many people who have not yet experienced the saving power of our Lord. When you share the story of how Christ is working in your life, your story may be what brings someone else to believe and trust in Jesus so that he can save them too. Don't delay. Share your story today. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I am eternally grateful for the gift of your Son and for the mercy and forgiveness you have bestowed on me. Give me the courage to share my story and tell others this good news. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.